game, halftime, and post-game producer. We'll get back to that in a second. It's like a baseball broadcast here now. Connor Gettle, under center, backup quarterback. Wouldn't think so, though. Rolls to his left. Quarterback Kiefer around the left end has the first down. Leaps over the first down marker into the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Connor Gettle gets USA across the 30-point mark and scampers in from 10 yards out for the score. And it's now USA 34, Harbor Beach nothing, 7:19 left in regulation. When if they get this two-point conversion, we will have a running clock scenario unless Harbor Beach can find the end zone in the next 7 minutes and 19 seconds.
Another impressive drive by USA, just methodical right down the field in your face, just 6, 7, 8-yard run chunks at a time and capped off by a Connor Gettle keeper around the outside into the end zone.
9 plays on that one. 70 yards. Going for 2, 7:19, 34-0. USA leading Harbor Beach. Going for 2. Much to the demise of Kayla O'Neill, who wants to see the extra point unit come out. I don't blame her. Connor Gettle, under center, going for 2. Hand off to Noah Crum, going up the gut, and he is in. The two-point conversion is good, and it's now 36-0. USA leading Harbor Beach right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Albert Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Nehemiah Parmenter's kick comes in at the 20-yard line, brought in by Josh Hesley, and he gets out to the 36-yard line for Harbor Beach. First and 10 for the Pirates, trailing by 36-0. We have a running clock scenario. Pirates with the wind in their back send trips to the right, one to the left. Kadar in the shotgun, staying in the pocket, throws to the far sideline. It is caught by Luke Woodkey, has glitz close to the first down marker, and is almost rolled up at the 45-yard line. They're going to mark him down for a yard short of the first down marker. Tackle made by USA's Brooks Little as well as Walker Foley for the Patriots. Second down and 1.
Screen pass by Harbor Beach. They sent 3 receivers to the right. Woodkey is the far receiver. They're giving him a lot of room to operate, about 10 yards, soft coverage, and just a quick step and turn. And as soon as Kadar gets it, he hits him on the strike. The other 2 receivers are lead blockers. And I actually thought that was kind of a short spot. I thought he had the first down, no problem there, but they'll give him 9 yards on that play.
Don't think it's really going to matter much, Dave. 2 wide each way. Kadar in the shotgun, has a man to his left. Staying in the pocket, throwing downfield to the near sideline, has Luke Woodkey. This wind carried that one well away, about 6 or 7 yards in front of Luke Woodkey. That was number 20, Brooks Little, in coverage. He's a freshman out there. Was moved up last week against Vassar. 5:35 left. Clock continues to roll here in a running clock situation. Third down and yard to go.
Downwind, you got a club down. Too much club.
I don't have that problem, Dave.
I know a guy named Dan Banky that does have to worry about that.
5 minutes, 18 seconds, as Dan said. It's a two-club wind. The wind is in a hurry.
So I was wrong. I was off. He had to club down twice to make that throw happen.
So Harbor Beach comes out, two glide each way. Kadar in the shotgun. Looking to convert on third and one. Going for the pass. Has to go forward, and he's going to be – he's still on his feet at the far sideline. Throws it downfield, and this one's out of the hands of number 17, Matt Farmer. Dylan Kadar somehow did not get sacked on that play. There were white jerseys all over him at the 35-yard line. He somehow evaded all of those, got to the far sideline, threw it down for Matt Farmer out of the hands.
Kirtland Krzyzewski is the one who had him wrapped up. I don't know how he escaped either, but that's just how Woodkeep goes. He's impossible to tackle, and he escapes that sack, and then he throws it down the sideline to Farmer, and it was a good throw, but an even better defensive play by Walker Foley to be able to stay in coverage for that long and be able to knock that ball away from Ryan Farmer.
So back to the tee for Harbor Beach on a fourth and one from their own 45-yard line. They need to the 46. Hand off to Luke Woodkey. He has the first down, gets out to the 47-yard line. It's a two-yard pickup. That's the first fourth down conversion for Harbor Beach tonight. Tackle made by number 88, Keegan Bixman, as well as Jeremiah Hahn for USA. And we have a player down for the Harbor Beach Pirates, and that would be starting center number 65, Dakota Deere. Looks like a hole in his left ankle out there. So medical staff out there from both sides. 4 minutes left. Clock stops due to injury. First and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 47-yard line. Wind at their back. Trailing, though, USA 36. Harbor Beach nothing, and now Harbor Beach may be down a center.
Yeah, and tackle on the other side. He's a vital player there at an already beat-up offensive and defensive line.
Looking at some other area scores. Final score, Cass City blanks Marlette in Marlette, 50-0. Reese and Sandusky end of the third quarter. Reese leading Sandusky 28-24. So Reese trying to go for win number three. After starting out the season 0-3, they trying to get to 3-3. They lead Sandusky in Sandusky by four at the end of the third quarter. End of the third quarter, Brown City leads Vassar 30-14. Ubley and Bad Axe, we have a final score. Ubley 34, Bad Axe nothing. So Ubley finishes at 4-2 on the season. Bad Axe at 4-2 as well. Ubley shuts out Bad Axe in the final week of the regular season. Dakota Deere walking off under his own power. 3:55 left. Clock rolls back up now in a running clock situation. Now number 68 is your starting center, Jacob Wuschlinger, Jr. Second string center as well as defensive tackle for Harbor Beach. T formation. Kadar under center. Hands it off to Luke Woodkey. Comes back, cuts back inside across midfield, and he's going to be up end of the 49-yard line by a whole slew of white jerseys. Number 60 leading the way, Jacob Nimps, linebacker for USA. 3 yard gain, second down and 7, 3:25 left.
And just USA just getting a ton of pressure as Woodkey, as Kadar takes the snap and goes through his fakes as he gets to that final player, which is Woodkey, to get the ball. Kadar actually gets tackled in the back. That's how quickly USA is getting into the backfield now, just taking over the line in this game.
Hand off to Elliot Seaman. He's brought down at the original line of scrimmage. Braylon Ballard got through that line and wrapped him up before he could get anything positive. They're going to mark him down to the 49 for a gain of a yard. But still a third down and 6 upcoming for Harbor Beach. Braylon Ballard all over that one.
No doubt about it. As soon as Seaman got the football, he kicks it to the outside, and Braylon Ballard absolutely does not miss him in open space and drags him down for no gain.
Third down, 6 from the USA 49-yard line. T formation. Kadar under center. 36-0, 2:25 left. A little bit of a fumble after a quarterback keeper. On a broken play there, the ball popped up in front of Dylan Kadar, and he brought it in for himself. Tackle made by USA's Sam Cook as well as Chase Payne for the Patriots. Fourth down, and after a loss of a yard, fourth down and 7.
You saw number 60, Jacob Nimps, kind of jump the snap count there, and that disrupted the entire play. That new center with a mediocre snap, the ball rolled up on Kadar, and it was everything he could do to hold on to it and get tackled down for no gain on a play that was going nowhere quickly.
Under 2 minutes here with a running clock scenario, 36-0.